MacArthur will go down in history as one of our greatest generals, the kind we like to see. He leads his troops in battles, and his men all worship him. For MacArthur knew just what to do when the outlook seemed so grim. Through two world wars he led them in a manner that was grand. They always had the will to fight while under his command. Duty, honor, and country were the things that he knew best. MacArthur was a soldier, one of the ablest. On the day he left the Philippines, he said that he'd return. It wasn't an empty promise, as the people were to learn. It took 3 years, but he came back like he said he would. He defeated the enemy forces just like he knew he could. Then when the war was over, they called on this great man to reconstruct the country, the country of Japan. He gave them a constitution that showed the East the West. He put democracy to work, and it withstood the test. Soon after this, Korea became a battleground. MacArthur went to war again, the best man to be found. He almost had them beaten when the Chinese Reds came in. An overwhelming number, so he knew he couldn't win. They were coming from Manchuria like waves upon the sea. He said he'd have to bomb it to achieve a victory. But people back in Washington just didn't like his plan. It might have led to World War III, so they relieved the man. Then he came home to the USA, a hero just the same. They bestowed on him honor and much more added fame. He spoke in front of Congress on what he had to say. He said old soldiers never die, they just fade away. Fade away is what he did at the age of 84. His body died, but his fame lives on, and it will.